Just 35 miles from the Canadian border, the town of Orr, Minnesota, is home to 600 people. On a midwinter Saturday, the road into town is lined for 2.5 miles with logging trucks. Many of them are loaded with 80-foot trunks of pine and aspen. The loggers have come to show their support for the timber industry, a critical source of jobs in this part of the state. The Legion Hall is packed, and people are standing around outside listening to speeches by politicians and people whose livelihood depends on logging.
I stand before you today representing four generations of Haspartans who have logged in northern Minnesota. And ladies and gentlemen, surprise, surprise, there are still trees in northern Minnesota.
Yeah!
Because I don't care whether it's white pine moratoriums, timber wolves, little Elfie, or the St. Lawrence grape fern, I've had it up to here.
Yeah!
You know?
They've come because of Little Alfie. It's a 100-acre tract in the Superior National Forest. Its 100-year-old red pines and younger white pines shelter a thriving community of bears, wolves, deer, and other wildlife. Little Alfie first came to the attention of environmentalists a year ago when the Forest Service sold the rights to cut the timber. The man who bought the contract is Tony Vukolich. He owns a small sawmill just up the road. His company makes square-cut logs for log homes, as well as paneling, flooring, and beams. The old red pines on the site are a critical source of the large wood he needs. Vukolich has to compete for increasingly expensive timber with giant paper and wafer-board plants and the 200 other sawmills in the state. He made a conscious decision to keep his operation small.
If we get into the production game, then we have to constantly be searching for wood, and it's a headache just to find enough wood for me to operate right now. And we're actually we're sawing less wood each year and trying to add value to the products that we make.
The logging permit allows Vukolich to take just over half of the red pines. Obviously, the cut will help his business, but he's convinced that it will also help the forest. That's because growing under the old red pines is a thick carpet of young white pines. The white pine is valued not only for its clear, straight wood, but also as the majestic tree that blanketed this part of Minnesota 150 years ago.
It looks real nice because it's been thinned once already. And then in a few years when this white pine releases and really starts to grow, it'll be beautiful.
But Ray Fenner doesn't want any of those old trees to come down. Fenner is head of the Superior Wilderness Action Network, and he says these red pines are rare in this part of the forest and should be protected.
These are 10 years shy of being classified as old-growth trees. They're cutting them quickly before they get to be old-growth status, and it's an island of old growth in a devastated landscape. In fact, some of the locals up there call it Little North Dakota because there's no trees.
Fenner is not only calling for permanent protection for Little Alfie, he's joined with other groups around the country that want to stop logging on federal land altogether.
What we don't want is a commercial tree farm for Superior National Forest or any national forest. And that's what they're turning into, aspen monocultures. We have got to get more diversity and get commercial logging off our forests.
Not everybody feels Little Alfie is the best battlefield in the ongoing war over management of public lands. Jan Green is a longtime environmental activist who serves on a state forestry management panel. She says leaving the forest alone simply wouldn't work.
It's just not even ecologically feasible to think that you would not ever manage. We don't allow fire to do the management. That was the way it was in pre-settlement times. We had tremendously large fires that changed the forest and set back the succession and produced a lot of younger age stands, which are also important.
Green says forest management is enhanced by selective cuts, like the one planned for Little Alfie. 90% of timber harvesting on federal land is still done by clear cutting, much of it for large pulp and paper mills, and Green says the plan for Little Alfie is a step in the right direction. A federal judge has ruled that the Forest Service followed all the rules in designing the cut, but environmentalists have said they will appeal the decision. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.